As the French critics noted, film noir was different both visually and structurally to the usual Hollywood crime and gangster films. Film noir was about style. The look of these movies united them, more than theme or character. This focus on the visual meant these films were often held up as not just movies, but art. Ironically, while film noir was about the look, what we see on the screen is darkness. Low-key lighting was a mark of film noir. New black and white film stocks in the 1940s allowed directors and cinematographers to film in darker conditions with richer, deeper blacks than the earlier grainier film stocks that needed more light to achieve a crisp picture. The stories are set in nighttime streets, glinting from recent rain, dimly lit apartments or hotel rooms in big anonymous cities. The characters often disappear into the shadows, their faces obscured as they talk. Even if you find yourself in a privatized office in the middle of the day, the blinds have been pulled down and the lamplight is low. Film noir was about concealing rather than revealing. The darkness was its principal tool. The necessary light in film noir light cuts across the scene in vertical and oblique lines rather than illuminating it. So window blinds, stair banister rails, and even jail bars that cast linear strips of shadow across the picture